Thousands have attended the funeral of three Muslim students killed in the U.S. state of North Carolina, asking the incident to be treated as a hate crime. Families of the murdered students say they were killed because of their religion and that authorities shouldn't consider the incident as just a simple criminal act. European leaders have threatened Russia with fresh sanctions if a deal to end the war in eastern Ukraine is not fully implemented. Now, this comes as sources say the EU will impose new sanctions on Russia even with the peace deal in place. The new sanctions will go into effect on Monday. The U.S. Republican-controlled Senate has confirmed Ashton Carter as a new defense secretary. The new Pentagon chief won the position after winning unanimous support from the Armed Services Committee on Tuesday. Carter will replace Chuck Hagel, who had a rough relationship with President Barack Obama. The Norwegian Intelligence Service chief says some ISIL militants from Norway are believed to have taken leading positions within the terrorist group. And he warned that militants who receive combat experience abroad can use it back in their native country. The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a Russian-drafted resolution to ban ISIL terrorists from raising funds. The document seeks to prevent the group's earnings from oil smuggling, ransom payments, and antiquities trafficking. And the measure calls for sanctions on any person or group trading with ISIL or Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups. ISIL Tech Fury militants have seized control of the strategic town of Dijla in Iraq's Saladin province. Reports say residents of Dijla fled to Samarra after the town came under attack. Over a dozen security forces and many militants were killed in the clashes. An Israeli source says foreign-backed militants in Syria have asked Israel to attack positions of the Syrian army and Hezbollah in southern Syria. And militants have reportedly claimed that the Syrian army's recent gains in the south could be a major threat for Tel Aviv as well. The Ansarullah movement in Yemen has condemned the closure of U.S. and other Western embassies in the country and called it absolutely unjustified. The Houthis' foreign relations chief said that these moves are designed to put pressure on Yemeni people.